funders have been very wary of such a huge project. So it's been quite a challenge just to get the development money and now to be working on the further bits. We are hoping, however, that we will very soon be able to involve a much wider group of volunteers, and we hope that many of you will be among those. George Parker has very generously offered to have a porter cabin on the site, which would give us a real focal point where we could meet and get some work done. But we're still in negotiation with Network Rail on that. We've also recently been negotiating with Network Rail for access to the signal box on the west side of Connecticut Railway Station. So that's not the new Dock Road side, but the other side of the station, which is a listed signal box. And again, we'll give us a focal point for people to come and visit, and we might think of some different activities to do there. So we would very much welcome some more involvement by people into some of these ideas. Now, in order to keep people in touch, we now have to comply with the data regulations. So that's why on your table you have got a list to fill in giving your permission for us to contact you by email. So that's the idea of these forms which are on your table. If you prefer and you'd like to have your own individual form, then you're very welcome to fill in one of these, which I've just put out really for information for people about what's been happening and what we might hope to happen in the future. We've just had a revamp of our website, thanks to Alan Evans here, and I shall be looking later this evening to see how it's looking. And again, we hope this will be a means which we'll be able to keep up and keep in touch with what we're doing. I'd like to say a very, very big thank you, particularly to the 7th birthday party for being ever so quiet. That's very kind of you. Also to the Reverend Elder, who in spite of the fact that I think he was intending to be Isambard Kingdom Brunel this evening. Yes, but perhaps he ended up in the wrong time zone, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, for organising tonight, plus of course our Secretary Richard Roper and Treasurer Martin Doe over there, who do a lot of the hard work. And we're sorry that George Parker can't be with us this evening. He's a very, very generous and helpful member of our trustees, and I know that he's encouraged a good crowd to come along, so we do thank you for that. So on that note, I'm going to hand over to our expert on the auction and the raffle, and I